This episode is, in fact, brought to you by the good people at BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace and distribution site. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 645. Today we hear from a new voice on the podcast, or at least a new writerly voice, because it will be Kitty's voice reading his voice for the voicing pleasure of your ears. We hear from Mark. Welcome, Mark. You have asked.
I have released several books through independent publishers over the years, but for my next book, or some book in the future, I want to explore self-publication. I just want to learn more about how it works, really, so I'm looking for the simplest plan of action to give my book a decent shot at finding an audience. This could be years away, so I have a long runway, but what are the most basic steps I need to set up now so that I can learn something about self-publishing by doing it? The things I have thought of so far include build a simple website that can feature the book and direct people where to buy it, publish short pieces in magazines and journals that will build my audience in the genre of the book I intend to publish, have a designer slash artist ready to design the book and cover. What else should I be getting ready or thinking about?
Well, you'll want a flow process. Some of what you're talking about is publishing related, a lot of it's marketing related. The first tier of self-publishing is the way that you're dealing with your finances and the actual publications. So you're going to want to know how to or know where to hire someone who can author an ebook. It's actually very simple, especially if you can write a web page. It's the same language. But it is important to know how to do that and to know how to test it and to check it for errors and that sort of thing. It's all pretty straightforward. It takes a day or two to learn. But authoring your ebook, very important. Getting it proofread, very important. Attaching a good cover to it, very important. Is really important is writing cover copy. Cover copy is a very, very difficult art. And if you've got some time and runway you're going to be laying for yourself, start practicing cover copy. Take a few courses in ad copy writing. You want to master the use of the active voice. You want to master the hook and the payoff and the suspense. Writing flash fiction can also help with this, but the style requirements aren't as demanding. Patrick McLean, the author of How to Succeed in Evil, is a fantastic ad copywriter, and he has, or at least used to have, on YouTube a few lessons in how to write effective ad copy and short fiction pieces using ad copy techniques, and I highly recommend digging those up. We'll try to dig them up and link for you in the show notes, but if we can't find them and they're not there, keep your eye peeled for him or just pull one of his books down, because he's one of those terrible tortured souls who writes fiction using ad copy rules, which makes him really, really readable, but he doesn't write much because it's a very tortured kind of art form. His prose style is stupidly readable, but it does, he writes short books for a reason, because it's so punchy that eventually you get a bloody nose. Scoping out your distribution strategy is really important. It's one thing to upload to Amazon. Everyone knows you can upload to Amazon. But there's about 30 or 40 major international marketplaces. The top three of them have about 90-odd% of the market, but the rest of them have, you know, good 10% of the market, and you can get places with those others that you can't with the big ones.
A lovely thing about all those tiny distribution channels is that a number of them are reachable through conglomerate distributors.
Right. Yeah, and that's where I was going. And this includes libraries, too. Draft2Digital, is it Omnilit? No, PublishDrive. Draft2Digital, PublishDrive, and Smashwords all distribute to these various channels. And none of them distribute to the same suite, so there is good reasons to be on all of these platforms. I'm not actually on PublishDrive yet. I just discovered them, so I'm still vetting them. But you want to get familiar with the available channels and decide, because there is Venn diagram style overlap, decide which markets you want to go to directly, because that's a little extra trouble, which markets you want to take through a distributor, and then which distributor you want to go through them with. Say, for example, Smashwords and Draft2Digital distribute to about 90% of the same markets and then there's a 10% where they're each distinct. Well, the distinct part, it's easy to tell which one to take because you don't have a choice. But with the overlap, you want to look at catalog placement. You want to look at payout schedule. You want to look at payout rate. And how are they handling their relationship with these platforms they're distributing to? For me, I find Draft2Digital is a much better run operation, and they tend to get much better catalog placement with a lot of places. And then there's also ecosystem issues, like Kobo will let you go to Overdrive, but so will everybody else. But Kobo and Overdrive are owned by the same parent company, and your rates and placement through Kobo are a little better than you get through some of these other places. And then, of course, there's reader inclusion programs and subscription services. There's all sorts of little niggling details, which if you've got time and you can learn gradually, then you can hit the ground running with all of this in your pocket. Another thing to consider is audiobooks. I have written the book on audiobook production for authors, Making Tracks, A Writer's Guide to Audiobooks and How to Produce Them. It is mostly current on the marketing stuff. I just updated it last year. There's a few major markets that you can take audiobooks to, and a couple of them are distributors that take you to a bunch of minor markets and to libraries. And although Audible and Amazon and their area of the iTunes store represent upwards of 80 to 90% of the market, my experience has been that other market channels are really, really nice. They're not as well populated, so you get better placement in them. It's easier to show up in people's searches and to get in on the front end of the Pareto distribution sorting instead of coming late to the party. And also, libraries are wonderful for audiobooks. Which brings me to library pricing. Library pricing, which you set through your distribution panels in places like Draft2Digital and Smashwords, Findaway Voices, and whatnot, you want to price your library books at 2 to 3 times what the cover price is. Because of the way library buyers' economics works, a discount actually devalues your credibility, and raising the price at least up to a certain threshold does not hurt your sales. So at the very least, you get more money for the same sales, and sometimes you get a sales bump because you've raised your price, which is seriously counterintuitive, but it's true. Finally, that brings us to paper distribution. You're going to want to be running things through both KDP Print, oh, I miss CreateSpace, and Ingram Spark, because they have differential placement in distributors' catalogs, and bookstores and libraries tend to buy more from Ingram's than they do from Baker & Taylor, which is who Amazon runs their stuff through. Partly because bookstores don't like buying from the competition, which Amazon is. So you want to be in both catalogs, and if you want to do hardbacks, you have to go through Ingram Spark because KDP Print doesn't do it. So market presence is huge. Eyeball share, marketing, that's the other thing. Once you have your market presence sorted out, then you want to start to think of your marketing situation. This is where I am. I made the deliberate decision to build up a serious catalog of books so that when I caught readers, there would be a lot of books for them to run through. Because of that, I have not done any serious marketing in 6 years, up until a month ago when we started finally spinning the machine up and starting to apply the lessons that we have learned studying this over the last several years. I do not have any results to report on yet. It'll be another 6 or 7 months before I can actually speak knowledgeably on the subject. So instead of that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to refer you to my friend Joanna Penn, who is a marketing genius, and also advise you to look at the marketing strategies of people like Nathan Lowell and Gail Carriger and Lawrence Block and Kevin J. Anderson and Scott Sigler and J.A. Conrath, all of whom are really, really good with the outreach and marketing stuff. And there's all sorts of ways you can do things. There's people who do Patreon subscription releases of their unreleased books to their Uber fans. You know, we've just had an episode about how Patreon is going down in flames. So, but you could do the same thing with Subscribestar or recurring payments on PayPal or Gumroad. Gumroad offers subscriptions and they are wonderful. So there's a number of ways to do that kind of thing. Facebook groups, as long as Facebook remains a viable platform, I'm wondering how long that's going to be because of some stuff I know of going on behind the scenes. But as long as Facebook is a viable platform, it's a good place to catch eyeballs. Amazon advertising seems to be a good way to do things. We're about to start experimenting with that, but we haven't yet. The end goal of your life as an indie publisher, which you will be, as opposed to someone who is licensing their IP out to another publisher. The end goal of your life is your customer list. Your customer list is your life. The people who sign up for your newsletter, who follow you on Facebook, who subscribe to your podcast, any of those names that you can get consensually to get push marketing privileges to, you want that. You want people who want to know when your next book is coming out. And you want to generate word of mouth among these people as much as possible. Some underserved niches that don't generate a lot in the current marketplace but might be exploitable are things like book clubs, affinity groups, stuff like that. But that'll vary by genre. Like in romance and YA, book clubs are huge, not so much in science fiction anymore, even though they used to be. So some of this will vary by genre, and you do want to study the marketplace of the genre you're working in because they do vary quite dramatically. If you were writing nonfiction, or if you had said you were writing nonfiction, this would have been a whole different episode. Nonfiction marketing is entirely different. And nonfiction marketing, I do know something about. So this was all the stuff I don't know about. So please check out those resources that I mentioned because they do know about it. And most of what I'm doing is regurgitating stuff from them or talking about stuff that we're currently trying, but I don't actually know how well it works. I think that covers everything in the question. All right. Thank you very much for writing in, Mark. Welcome, however gradually, to the world of indie publishing and being your own boss. It's very hard to give it up once you get a taste of the power and the responsibility. It's a wonderful thing. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.